This is Worldviews. I'm Suzek Rilat. All right, so Joshua, off to Saudi Arabia. Let's talk about oil prices. I know we ended the year talking about oil prices, and we can't stop talking about it because they continue to drop. Saudi Arabia has reportedly forced its OPEC members to continue production in order to keep prices low. The thinking is that their short-term strategy of trying to force out their competition because it becomes too expensive for others to produce oil with oil prices that low, for their long-term gain, they're going to try to regain market share. They've got the ability to do this, $750 billion of reserves and currency in Saudi Arabia. So this raises lots and lots of issues about, you know, where we're headed with oil, how Saudi Arabia is affecting not only this issue but other relations throughout the East, and that longer-term relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States. What do you make of all of this?
Well, first I would say it's really not the Saudis who are doing this to America. It's the Americans who've done this to the world through fracking. It is this new technological innovation that's allowed America to become the major producer of oil in the world. And we've flooded the market. And now we're expecting the Saudis to reduce their production in order to keep the prices high so Americans can get rich.
So that's the idea, though, is that they're not going to reduce their supply.
They're not. They're saying we're just going to carry on.
There's more supply coming from the United States.
We can screw you, in a sense, is what they're saying is you cost a lot to produce oil. We'll just keep it. Let the oil prices fall and you'll go bankrupt. And this will be like the 1980s with the savings and loans crisis all over again. It hopefully will not be because our economies are more diversified in Oklahoma, Texas, and even in Dakotas. Now, this comes on top of a lot of insecurity because King Abdullah is 90 years old, born 1924, and he is in the hospital with pneumonia, may never get out of the sick bed. And that raises the question of who's going to take his place. There are still quite a few brothers of the original founder of Saudi Arabia, Abdulaziz, who are in line for succession. The two next crown princes are Salman bin Abdulaziz, and the deputy crown prince is a fellow named Mukrin. Now, Salman is 80 years old, 10 years younger, but many people believe that he is not well himself. So this has raised a lot of questions, and the United States is anxious because we don't have many friends left in the Middle East that we can really count on, and we've been counting on the Saudis. And so this, on top of the Arab Spring, our struggles with Iran means another big question mark in the Middle East, and we need stability in the Gulf.
Well, and that's all we need is another big question mark in the Middle East, that relationship, that long-term relationship that's now in question. All right. Well, thank you both so much for being here, as always.